And we can't see the plane, nothing but the black burst of the ACAC in the dark sky. Here comes the plane. More anti-aircraft fire. Inboard toward the shore. And the Germans must be attacking low with their planes off our stern because the streamer fire, the tracers, is almost parallel with the water. Hot tracer lines are coming up almost all around us, off the stern and off the side toward the French coast. Flares are coming down now. You can hear the machine gunning. The whole seaside is covered with tracer fire, going up, the beating of the bombs, the machine gunning. Planes come over closer. Fiery glow, twisting smoke, brilliant fire down low toward the French coast, a couple of miles. I don't know whether it's on the shore or is the ship on fire. Here's very heavy ACAC now, right behind it. We shot our guns. From the naval warship, as well as 20mm and 40mm tracer, were the sounds you just heard, perhaps a burst or two of the bombs. Well, let's pass for a moment now. There's nothing but black cloud puffs from the explosions in the sky and the distant roar of the flame motors. Now they're working toward our aft again, down there near some of the British convoys. If you'll excuse me, I'll just take a deep breath for a moment and stop speaking. Now, the air attack has seemed to have died down, except for the British convoy off a couple of miles beyond it. And for that one fire burning near the shore, the French shore, which is beginning to die down somewhat. Can't report that there were any hits, because there seem to have been none on any of the ships around us at all. See nothing in the night, no fires, or anything of that kind.
Here we go again, another plane's come over.
Right over our port side. Tracers are making an arc right over our bow now. Disappearing into the clouds before they burst.